During last night's Red Sox game at Fenway Park, fans saw and heard a message on the big video board from members of all five of Boston's men's professional sports teams. Here it is.
It starts here in our house.
If you hear something wrong,
offensive or hateful,
speak up, say something.
Stand for our teams.
But don't stand for racism.
We can change the game.
The teams came together after racist episodes at Fenway Park earlier this year to collaborate on that public service announcement. It's part of a campaign called Take the Lead. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer attended a launch event for the campaign at Fenway yesterday and then watched the video make its debut at last night's game, and she's here this morning. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So at the launch event, Mayor Marty Walsh was there along with a panel of former players from the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Celtics, and the Bruins. What'd they say about racism in Boston?
Well, they talked about how it's gotten better over time. And there was also an emphasis on the fact that Boston isn't the only city that has this problem. As Cedric Maxwell, former Celtic, said, Boston does not have a monopoly on racism. And former Patriot Andre Tippett sort of echoed that sentiment when he said, it's not worse here than it is elsewhere. Still, all the former players talked about their experiences with racism in Boston. And one of the most compelling people to speak was former Red Sox coach and player Tommy Harper. He left really the biggest impression. He played for the Sox from 1972 to 74 and then had two coaching stints, one in the 80s and then one in the 2000s. And he talked about how when he protested the discriminatory practices of the team when it was owned by Tom Yawkey and the Yawkey Trust, that he paid for it and he lost his job. Here's what he had to say when I asked him if he ever thought he'd be part of a forum addressing racism at Fenway Park.
It would not have happened with the old organization. People say, well, why do you bring this up? Why do I bring it up? It was like this in the 70s. It was like that in the 60s. It was like that in the 80s. I can tell you stories about the Red Sox in 2000. It's not an old issue.
Yeah, and I think that goes right to the heart of why the Red Sox and the other teams in this city felt the need to address racism in this way.
Very interesting. This campaign begins, of course, as President Trump is criticizing NFL players who kneel during the national anthem, a controversy that many people connect to race. You mentioned former Patriots player Andre Tippett, who was at the launch event. Did he comment on what's been happening in the NFL?
Yes, Tippett, who played for the Patriots from 1982 to 1993, did address the issue. He said that he was proud of what the Patriots did this past Sunday at Gillette Stadium.
What's next after this one step with this video?
Yeah, it's interesting. That's exactly what I asked Red Sox President Sam Kennedy. And, you know, given how deeply entrenched racism is, what can you do? And is there more than raising awareness and starting a dialogue? And Kennedy said that he understands the skepticism that's out there, the skepticism that they'll be able to actually affect change. And here's what he said.
We don't have any grand illusions that we're going to change the world or, put an end to racism or hate speech. I don't think we're naive, but I think it's important that we take our positions of leadership seriously and we're accountable for having these conversations.
And so the teams plan a lot of individual initiatives. One thing they're getting together on is a career fair where they're going to try to provide opportunities in the sports landscape to people of color. So I think that's something to look out for in the future.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.